It's time to get in the loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. From the latest school and district news, updates on various district hot topics, and opportunities to meet all of those that help make LPS great, In the Loop with LPS is here to provide yet another opportunity for us to stay connected with you. So let's get started and send you to the longtime director of communications with Liberty Public Schools and your host of In the Loop with LPS, Dallas Ackerman.
It's an exciting day here in Liberty Public Schools as we are so pleased to kick off our 26-27 year with our In the Loop podcast series. And we add video this year and we're excited about it. And joining us here in the studio this morning is our superintendent of schools, Dr. Jennifer Kephard, and thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the first episode of the year.
And we visited with you last, right before the official start of school on August the 25th. A few weeks have now passed. How have things been for you?
They have been excellent. In our School Bite series, it was exciting to be able to get ready for our students to be in our classrooms and in our schools, and now they are here, and it is just so nice to be in our buildings, to see our students learning, to see them interacting with each other and with our staff, and it just gives the energy of the start of school. It is here, and it is an exciting time in LPS.
So even going back a few days from the official start of school on the 25th, we welcomed staff back on the 21st of August up at Liberty North with our annual all-staff convocation.
Yes.
Great to see everybody in their matching building t-shirts, and I think around 2,000 attended that morning. What was that experience like for you?
Well, it was absolutely amazing to be able to see our staff back, the pride that they have in their buildings with all of their shirts, but also the pride that they have for Liberty Public Schools, and it really did feel like our staff family coming together to kick off to start the year. So it was an amazing event, and the energy of the year was certainly there and exciting from our staff.
What are these next few months going to look like for you? Again, you're 2 months in, a little over 2 months now. You've hit the ground running, meeting with so many different stakeholder groups. But I'm sure a lot of people would be curious just what this looks like as part of this transition.
Well, it starts to look a little bit different, probably more so with evening activities and those chances for me to see our students in their elements, whether that be during the school day when I get to walk around schools and see learning that is taking place in our classrooms, but it's also events that we have, athletic events, it's open houses so far, and different ways that I can support our individual schools, our departments, and ultimately be able to showcase our students and just to be able to see them doing what they do best.
Speaking of showcasing students and staff and programs, this is it right here. In the Loop with LPS. I wanted to spend a couple of minutes with you today just talking about our objectives for this program. And we've had this in place the last few years, but it was only on an audio basis.
Okay.
We'll continue providing this for our viewers on Spotify, Apple, what have you. But then we also add this video element, which I think is a tremendous asset for us. So what would you like to see? What's the objective from your standpoint as part of this program?
Well, I hope to have a little bit of a segment each month to be able to highlight our students and our staff.
So done. Duly noted.
Okay, perfect. Then that works. So you get to see me a little bit more often. I would like the opportunity to really be able to inform our community, inform our listeners on maybe happenings in the district or happenings across the state that would be helpful for our parents and community to know. But it's also a chance for me to share what I'm seeing out in our community and those highlights of our students and our staff being able to share the passions that they have in education and in the experiences that they get a chance to have throughout the district. And so it would be my way to inform and share and really be transparent in the work that we're doing across the district.
I just had an idea. Light bulb just went off for me. Let's call it Kephart's Corner.
I think that works out. That sound has a nice ring to it.
Nice ring to it. So
yes.
Be looking for Kephart's Corner here in the coming weeks and throughout this 26-27 school year. and beyond. Something else that I've enjoyed personally the last few years when we've recorded these on an audio-only basis is just being able to meet so many amazing staff, students, members from our community, and hear their stories, because they're all amazing.
And then being able to access those later on, and when there is potentially, I did a similar podcast in Washington when I was there prior, and to be able to access those if another event was happening. So, for example, we did one on our strategic plan. Well, that's really helpful when someone has a question about our strategic plan, and I can send them, I could send them that link again.
Absolutely.
So it's good to be able to refresh them from experiences that they may need or information.
And as we've shared in our communications and press release pushed out in recent weeks, this will essentially replace our longstanding Coffee with the Community monthly series. And to me, there's so much value in it because these are conversations.
Right.
It's more conversation rather than just stand up and present.
And I think the helpful part is, again, being able to access that information over and over again, and to be able to have multiple staff members, students, and community members highlighting and sharing the good news in the district and, again, informing our community.
Now, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be joined, I will be joined by Dr. Sarah Wickham.
Perfect.
And what a great topic, talking real world learning here in LPS. And she's done tremendous work since returning to LPS just a few years ago.
And LPS certainly leads the region, leads the state, leads the nation in our work around real world learning. So it is incredible to see the market value assets that our students obtain every year. But the gift that Liberty brings for students is our real world learning is not about a junior senior level experience. And Dr. Wickham will share some of those experiences, I'm sure, with you coming up and in the next part of today's podcast. But it truly is about learning career development from our early childhood center, elementary, middle, and then into high school, and wraps around that graduate profile that we make sure that our students have the skills and dispositions before they walk across our stage at Liberty High School or Liberty North. So it is a bought in from the entire district and really from our community as well. I'm hearing that as I have been out talking with community members.
Well, we are out of time for this segment, but I do have one last important question. Are you a big fan of fall? As now we're in September and those leaves will be changing soon.
I am a fan of fall when it is crisp, but not when it gets cold. I am not a fan of winter.
Me neither.
So,
don't even bring up snow days.
No, they're still yours to make the call.
Well, Dr. Kephart, thanks so much for coming by. And we do appreciate not only your time, but your willingness to be a part of this In the Loop with LPS series.
And the new Kephart Corner.
And the new Kephart Corner.
What makes this podcast tick is our guests. They might be students, they might be staff, they might be volunteers or community members. Whoever they might be, they are influential contributors to Liberty Public Schools and make our district a better place. Let's now get you in the loop and introduce you to this episode's guest of the week.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome back to In the Loop with OPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. And as promised, we are talking real-world learning here in LPS, and a perfect guest would be the Director of Real-World Learning, Dr. Sarah Wickham. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Dallas. It's really great to be here. Excited to chat today.
I was just telling you before we went on, we kind of talked about the idea of having you join us for one of those back-to-school segments, but then the decision was made, we need to hold Dr. Wickham back because we need to dive into this a little bit deeper and not give you just like 3 or 4 minutes.
I love it. Well, we're going to dive in today.
Well, you let's first talk about a little bit about you and your experience with Liberty's public schools. You are a familiar face around here. You've served in a variety of capacities before joining us in this role as Director of Real World Learning. Can you take us back to when you first came to LPS?
Yeah, oh gosh. I first came to LPS in 2006. I started as an English teacher at Liberty High School. I think back and we didn't have freshmen in the building at the time.
Yeah.
There was just the lows, I feel like, around. There's so much that's changed. It's fun to think back on. But over the years, I had the opportunity to serve as English teacher, instructional coach, an assistant principal. So I took a little departure a couple years ago to serve as principal in another district, but it's great to be back, and this is my second year in this role, and so really enjoyed just getting to work K-12 and be in all the buildings and see all the great work that's happening.
So we jump in and talk real-world learning, and I'm sure our viewers out there have heard about real-world learning a lot. It's heavily embedded into our strategic plan and all of our goals here in the last several years. When somebody hears the term real-world learning, how would you unpack it for them?
Yeah, a loaded question,
Our
minds go in a lot of different directions. I think to keep it simple, it's really about connecting the learning that's happening in the classroom with the world outside. And really, it's that authenticity piece that's so important. So how do we help students connect with real people in our community, give them a chance to work on challenges or problems that maybe community partners or businesses are encountering and contribute their ideas to those? Getting students out into real environments in the community, workplaces, all of those things. We talk about real world learning, you know, it helps students find direction, like figure out who they are and what they're interested in and really build and transfer those skills into all kinds of different situations. So it's pretty powerful to see the impact.
As you were talking to me just before we went on and, you know, just talking about maybe some of those misconceptions out there, because I think what we will do even at the district level, whether it be on our social media pages or news stories that you see, a lot of those stories are geared toward more high school age students and their experiences out into the real world. But this is a K-12 or even pre-K-12 work. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you bringing that up. I think that is a really common misconception about real-world learning, is that it's a program at the high school level. And certainly we have many great programs and opportunities for our high school students that are immersive and really powerful. But I do feel like it starts really early, even at that pre-K level. I've been in some early childhood and kindergarten classrooms in the last week as school is starting, and even just seeing the way students are interacting during discovery time. You know, that's a powerful element of play. And I sat next to a couple kindergartners who were engaged in some imaginary play with veterinary items and, you know, costumes, and really just trying to dive into thinking about what does that look like.
Yeah.
And they were having so much fun. And so all of those things make an impression from an early age and really help our students explore possibilities.
I think an interesting statistic, a significant statistic, and would be this. In 2021, 42% of LPS graduates participated in a real-world learning experience. By 2025, that is now at 100% and has now been the case for a couple of years. Could you talk about that incredible growth and just how that was accomplished?
Yeah, it's really something that this entire community should be proud of. That doesn't happen by accident. And it's really years of work of teachers, counselors, administrators, families, and just so many incredible community partners to make a goal like that happen. And it's really uncommon in our region. So it's really something for Liberty to be proud of. It's fun to think back at the time I was an assistant principal at Liberty High School, and we had started a high school study team in the district to really think about, like, how can we really amplify the high school experience for our students? And so, you know, it's really awesome to look back and think about how far we've come. And I think now we're in a space where the work's not done, but how do we really personalize those experiences for students and really align them with their unique interests and goals? How do we make sure those are really quality experiences and that every student who engages in, whether it be a client-connected project or an internship, has a really robust and dynamic experience? So,
speaking of robust, the website, there's a lot on there and talks about the various programs. And I thought I'd have you just hit on a few. As you mentioned, the loaded question about real-world learning, we talk about Network 53. We talk about Northland CAPS, the Northland Career Center. Just so many opportunities. It's almost overwhelming.
It can be. And so I think that's where, you know, teachers, counselors, parents, even friends. I think a lot of our students hear about the experiences of their peers in different programs, and that gets them into exploring and just thinking about those ideas. But yeah, we've actually done quite a bit of updating on our Real World Learning website this summer. And so I would highly encourage folks to check that out and explore all of the different options that are out there. But really, you know, starting with the student and what are their interests and curiosities, and just exploring from there.
You mentioned so many different pathways for our students, and you hit on it a little bit, but how would you help a student figure out which opportunity would be right for them?
Yeah. I think it starts with just getting curious. I think a lot of times our high school students can feel pressure to have it figured out of what they want to do with the rest of their life when they're 16, 17, and that might not be realistic, and it really isn't necessary yet. I think it's really starting with thinking about, what are your interests? What do you like to do? Do you like, what kind of environments? Do you like to be hands-on? Do you like working with people or data or ideas? And then just starting to explore, visit some, you know, different spaces, maybe do some job shadows, connect with as many people as you can to start to kind of unpack your own curiosities. And then, you know, the answers usually kind of show up through those experiences.
Absolutely. One thing that comes up from time to time, and I think it's a very important piece to all this, is I've heard these stories where you may have a young lady that's a sophomore, junior at Liberty High. She wants to be a nurse, and she goes and does a real-world learning experience and realizes she doesn't like the sight of blood. And
right. And
I think a lot of parents maybe that are watching this might appreciate that you have some of our students that realize that this may not be for them before they, spend a few resources on schooling toward that subject.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. You know, I think it's really important to normalize that a success of these experiences is also figuring out maybe what you don't want to do.
100%.
And that that's the power. You know, students are able to kind of test the waters or test drive some different ideas in really a pretty low stakes way throughout their K-12 experience. And so, we hope that it helps students make really informed choices for their next, whether that be going to college or the workplace. But hopefully they've had an opportunity to explore some of those environments and talk to people who do the work that maybe they're interested in and make some informed decisions.
Tell us a little bit about Network 53. That has really seemed to take off significantly here as of late.
Yeah, absolutely. Network 53 is an incredible program. My colleague Colleen Jones really runs that along with our career navigators at the high school. It's really a high school internship experience. Mm-hmm. Typically, students are out for two blocks of the day or two class periods of the day, typically 4 days a week. And we have students out in just all kinds of environments, everywhere from nonprofits to different medical, just all kinds of business experiences. And we're really grateful for our community partners that make that possible. It's really just incredible, the different number of folks and variety of fields that students have access to through the Network 53 program. But it's really a great opportunity for students to see kind of the ebb and flow of different fields and what they look like over time. I think sometimes students have the impression of maybe what they've seen on a reality show that features that impression. So, being able to really be in over a period of time makes a huge difference for students, and they just gain incredible skills through it.
I think it's going to be great to maybe get a few students on this In the Loop with LPS program throughout the year, and maybe have them share their experiences. I know we've done that as part of our Coffee with the Community over the years, and that is just some remarkable stuff. I'm kind of jealous in the fact that you get to go out and see all of these amazing experiences probably almost on a daily basis. What are some of those that have really stood out to you over the years? I know that's probably another loaded question.
Oh, gosh, there's so many, and it is really amazing to get out and see the different things that our students and our teachers are doing. I actually just this morning was over at Liberty North High School and met with the senior who was showing me this professional videography and photography that he's doing for businesses in our community. And I'm just like, wow, like, how is a student in high school producing some work that's this incredible? So professional, and our kids are just really talented. But I also think about We have a great partnership with Historic Downtown Liberty. They actually just won an award through the Main Street program about kind of transformational promotions. And that was really a partnership with one of our Network 53 interns who did a lot of storytelling and marketing for them. And so I love that because I think often folks are surprised at how much and how skilled our students really are and how much they can contribute even as high schoolers. But also I think about last year, Kara Stanley's industrial tech class at Heritage Middle School, they did a project where students, they constructed beds that through a community partner were donated to families in Clay County that their children don't have beds. And, you know, for those students to see how what they were making in that course and the skills that they were learning actually made an impact for a family and the community, it just gives me goosebumps. Yeah. And, you know, it's really powerful to see.
Again, visiting with Dr. Sarah Wickham. She is the director of Real World Learning here in LPS. Still have a few minutes left. Enjoyed the conversation thus far. You talk about the business community, and I mean, what a win-win when you talk about the partnerships and the connections. But I know there's always room to grow, and of course, we shared some information earlier on, just toward parents and getting their student and students getting aligned with this work, but. Could you talk about maybe a message to the business community? Maybe somebody that's watching this right now that's like, oh, this is interesting. I want to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. We are just so grateful for our different business partners, community partners. And I think the message is that there's a space for everyone. It is truly a dynamic experience for students when they can hear from professionals in our community. And so it's not just ideas that our teachers are talking about in the classroom, but that's reinforced through experiences that they are hearing through folks in our community. And so I would just say that there's a space for everyone. There, we need folks for advisory groups. We need people to maybe come and help out with a one-hour career event or just do a career chat with some students, all the way up to internships. And we've just started a registered apprenticeship program. So whether you want to be involved for just an hour or maybe really an in-depth workforce partnership, there's a spot for you, and we would love for you to reach out.
Before I forget, because I have a tendency to forget some things from time to time in my advanced age, where would be a great place for people to go, whether you're a parent, student, or business? I'm sure the website, as we already mentioned, the website's a great resource.
Yeah, I think the Real World Learning Liberty Public Schools website is a great starting point. We have on there my contact info, Colleen Jones, my colleague, her contact info. We also have just a Google form where people can kind of fill that out and say, hey, we're interested in partnering. But it's also a place where we're also going to be really intentional about sharing some stories of just what real world learning looks like in LPS as we go through the school year. That's a goal for us this year to really add to that. So,
Sarah, I'm sure you guys get some really impactful feedback from students that have left that then can say, you know, the successes they have had due to these early experiences here in LPS.
Yeah, for sure. I think really, honestly, those are some of my favorite stories. You know, we had an alumni reach out last year who was sharing how they were now part of a statewide youth advisory and they got a paid internship in college, and they were helping to lead some work in a local nonprofit, and they attributed it back to their internship experience in high school and the communication and networking skills that they learned through there, but then also just the confidence, like, to be in those spaces and know that they can contribute and add value. So, yeah, it's always fun to keep in touch with our graduates and hear their stories.
Your work is, of course, a big part of our strategic plan. What's some of the work that you've been focused on here in recent weeks and looking ahead to the school year?
Yeah, so, you know, we're always looking to expand opportunities. So I mentioned a bit ago, we have started a registered apprenticeship program, which is a paid work-based learning experience that's connected with the Department of Labor and is really a great workforce development model for local businesses, but just makes that runway for high school kids smoother into the workforce. So definitely programming experiences, client-connected projects. We're always looking for folks that want to have our students maybe work on a project for them. So always sourcing those kinds of things. But we're also really working this year on helping our students capture evidence of their work and tell their story better. So we use a platform called School Links where students mm-hmm. can build a learner profile. It's maybe the K-12 version of LinkedIn, so to speak, not necessarily the networking component of it, but just how do you build that resume and profile that's dynamic and capture the stories that really show your skills. And that's a really important part of this work, that students not only have these experiences, but that they can speak to it and they know how to walk into an interview or walk into a networking situation and contribute and interact professionally.
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned earlier, just before we came on, we may need to find a future podcaster. I'm sure there's some really good young podcasters here in LPS.
Join
us on In the Loop.
That's right.
You did fantastic.
Well,
by the way, I'll give you an A+.
Thank you, Dallas,
for your work. Well, thanks so much, and keep up the good work with what you're doing. And as I mentioned, we'll get some of these young students in to share some of their experiences.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dallas.
Awesome. Thank you.
You have been listening to In the Loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. If you would like to listen to more of these podcasts, simply visit the Liberty Public Schools website at www.lps53.org and click the Staying Connected tab. This has been a production of the Liberty Public Schools Communications Department. As always, thank you for listening and for your continued support of LPS.